Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey, my friends, before we dive into today's episode, I hear from online entrepreneurs every day that Facebook and Instagram ads make them want to pull their hair out. They're overwhelmed and intimidated when it comes to getting results with Facebook and Instagram ads. Not to mention, they're afraid of flushing money down the toilet, right? Well, if you're an online expert, in other words, you are an online educator, you're an influencer, you're a coach, you are a course creator, you're a consultant, maybe you're doing webinars, membership programs, etc., and you're looking to grow your email list by reaching more of your target audience, you also want to have a bigger impact, help more people, and in the process, sell more of your programs or services, then I want to invite you to my online training. It's called How to Create a Winning Facebook and Instagram Ads Campaign Without Wasting Time, Getting Overwhelmed, or Breaking the Bank. And you can sign up for that training at rickmulready.com/training. Among other things on this training, you're going to learn my three-phase framework for getting results with your Facebook and Instagram ad campaigns in less time, right? It's all about getting ROI with your campaigns without that overwhelm. You're also going to learn the three most common mistakes that I see people making with their Facebook and Instagram ad campaigns and how you can avoid them. Those things and a whole lot more. Look, I love being able to help you remove all that overwhelm and fear when it comes to creating winning Facebook and Instagram ad campaigns, because I know that you then get to have a bigger impact while expanding your audience, attracting more attention, growing your email list, and in the process, making more sales. So again, the link to sign up for the training is rickmulready.com/training. Okay, let's dive into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mulready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the Art of Paid Traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here, and you're listening to another Quick Tip Friday episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Hope you're having an awesome day, whatever you're up to right now. Happy weekend if you're listening to this on Friday or maybe over the weekend. Now, with these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that will help you grow your business so that you'll have a bigger impact and help more people in the process. Oftentimes, it'll be related to Facebook or Instagram ads. Maybe it's general online marketing tips or just general growing your business strategies that you can go and immediately implement into your business. Because as much as I love you for listening to the show here, it's all about implementing, right? So not just listening, but going and actually doing something with what you're learning here on the podcast. And then letting me know, right, what you're doing in your business. DM me on Instagram at Rick Mulready and let me know. Better yet, or I shouldn't say better yet, because that's super important. I want to hear from you. Also, share this episode, share these episodes on the podcast with friends and colleagues that you think would also find benefit. So take a screenshot of this right now, post it in your Instagram story, tag me at Rick Mulready and hashtag the art of paid traffic and share it with your peeps so that they too can start growing their business with what we're talking about here on the show. Thank you so much in advance for doing that. So today's quick tip, one of the big mistakes that I see people make is that they speak to their cold and warm audiences the same way. And if you want to increase the effectiveness of your Facebook and Instagram ads, then you need to stop this. You need to be treating these audiences differently. Okay. Now, before you go any further, let's do a quick refresh on what I'm talking about when I'm referring to cold, warm, and hot traffic. By the way, this is how I define these audiences. I know there are other people out there who are teaching ads who define them differently, which is totally fine. But this is how I look at and how I define cold, warm, and hot traffic. So cold traffic for me is when you're targeting your ads to people who do not know who you are. This is the sort of the stereotypical type of targeting that people think about when it comes to Facebook ads. And that is, I want to target fans of such and such page. So in the detail targeting section at the ad set level, this is where you're putting in like, I want to target fans of Tony Robbins or, you know, or Social Media Examiner or what have you. These are people who do not necessarily know who you are. These are strangers to you. Okay, so that's cold traffic. Warm traffic, on the other hand, these are people who have engaged with you or your content in some way. So for example, these are people who are on your email list. These are people who have visited your website. These are people who have engaged with videos that you have put together and put out there. These are people who have, I don't know, engaged with your Instagram profile or your Facebook page or come to a landing page, like an opt-in page or a sales page. People who have engaged with some form of content that you have put out. So they're more likely now, they're starting to warm up, meaning they're now more, they're more likely familiar with who you are. They've engaged with you in some way. Okay, so that's warm traffic. Hot traffic, in my book, these are people who have bought from you. These are customers. These are people who have taken out their credit card and given you their credit card and purchased something from you, regardless of what it is. A course, even if it's like a, just like a, you know, a $7 purchase or something like that, some sort of product or service, whatever it is, they are a paying customer. So in my book, that's hot traffic. So that's how I would describe cold, warm, and hot traffic. And understanding where people are is all part of the customer journey in your business. When I say customer journey, we're talking about, you know, people who do not, taking somebody who does not know who you are all the way through to becoming a paying customer. Okay. So for cold traffic, this is where you're introducing yourself. It's like you're introducing yourself to them for the first time. They don't know who you are, and thus your ad should reflect that. You're introducing yourself. You're creating awareness. You're showing them value on how you can help them. Okay. And these audiences are at the top of your sales funnel. They're at the beginning of your customer journey. It's that initial introductory conversation, if you will, with that person. They don't know you yet. You need to start to build that relationship with them. So that's the cold traffic. That's the top of your sales funnel, the beginning of your customer journey. Now, for the warm traffic, again, these are the people who have already engaged with you in some way. So, as you might expect, the conversation now becomes a little more. It's about getting them to take the next step in your sales funnel. Oftentimes, this is where you're asking for the conversion, right? You're wanting them to opt in for to a webinar or to purchase something from you. Well, we're going to talk about that actually in a second, but it could be a small purchase. Maybe it's opting in for a lead magnet. Now, what I'm not saying though is that I'm not saying don't approach cold traffic or don't target cold traffic with, you know, conversion-based stuff, because you can absolutely do that. I'm talking more about ensuring that you have different conversations with these different people in your customer journey and understanding where they're at in your customer journey, cold versus warm versus hot. right? And on the warm side, on the warm traffic side, if you're more advanced, this could also include retargeting on things like Google's display network, you know, banners and so forth, maybe YouTube, that sort of thing. That's where we really get into the holistic retargeting opportunity that we as marketers have online. Now, for hot traffic, again, this is a different conversation because they've purchased from you. They're customers of yours and they've already bought from you. So this is where you get to cross-sell them or upsell them based on what they've already purchased from you. So maybe they purchased, you know, a small, I don't know, $7 or $9 program from you. Well, what's the next step that you can make an offer to them on? What's the next offer that you can present to them that furthers their customer journey, furthers them in your customer journey, I should say. So that's hot traffic. And your opportunity, again, speaking to them in a very different way than you would cold traffic. Again, this is where you can, you know, offer to cross-sell or upsell them based on what they've already purchased from you. Now, another question that often comes up when talking about cold, warm, and hot traffic and the overall sales funnel, the customer journey, if you will, is how you, quote unquote, should allocate your budget towards each level of your sales funnel. You know, there's never any definitive one way to answer this question, as with most things when it comes to online marketing. There's always different strategies and oftentimes never one way to answer something. I like to approach it in the following way. Okay, so for the top of your funnel, this is generally that cold traffic. This is like the awareness, etc. Somewhere in the 20 to 30% of your overall budget range. So of your overall budget, somewhere in the 20 to 30% range for the top of your funnel. This is where you're introducing yourself for the first time. Then for that middle part of the funnel, where you're looking to get conversions, this comprises the bulk of your spend. Somewhere in that 50 to 70% range of your overall budget. Okay, so now as we move down at the bottom of your funnel, this is where you're going to be directly going for the sale. And this is where you spend the rest of your budget. Okay, obviously these are just guidelines, but the goal here is to build your warm audiences as quickly as possible so that you can do two different things. Number one, create lookalike audiences of those warm audiences. So the quicker that you can get that cold traffic and convert it, if you will, into warm traffic, then you get to create lookalike audiences of those warm audiences. That's number one. Also, you want to be building those warm audiences as quickly as possible because then you get to move that warm traffic closer to becoming paying customers, right? Because that's what this is all about. We want to be moving people through our customer journey. Okay. So hopefully you now get that understanding of cold, warm, and hot traffic and speaking to them respective to where they are in your customer journey. It's so important, and this can massively impact the effectiveness of your Facebook and Instagram ads and obviously the growth of your business. Now, as I mentioned at the very beginning, unfortunately, I see people making this mistake all the time is where they're having the same conversation with their cold traffic that they are with their warm audiences. And you really need to respect where people are in your customer journey, in your sales funnel, and you know, speak to them accordingly based on where they're at. And when you do, the effectiveness, the results of your ad campaigns is going to increase. And thus, as a result, the growth of your business is going to get a lot of momentum there. Okay, so cold, warm, and hot traffic, super important to understand where people are at in your funnel and speak to them accordingly. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you and your attention. I do not take your attention lightly. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic, where I'm going to be sharing a back to basics episode with you. Really looking forward to that one. I'll see you then.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
D. Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.